I'm Jake, I'm alcoholic. I have a sponsor. I got sobriety day, which is February 8th, 2011. And this is kind of my home group. It's my first time being able to come back here for a while since I got sober. I've been asking for this day off for like a while since I got my job, but I'm glad to be here. And I have no idea what I'm going to say. And I guess, shit, I'm going to start from the beginning, man. You know, I was, I shouldn't cuss, should I? Oops. But I've been on the streets for a couple of years, so I'm not used to like showing respect and like not cussing and not fighting and stuff like that. So I'm trying to get like back to the whole groove of like sobriety and stuff, but it's pretty cool. It's a lot better. I don't know, like, man, just starting out, like, I remember when I was drinking, you know, I go down to my buddy's house. He lived a couple houses down from me, and his mom is like definitely a heavy drinker. And, you know, she always had, like, a full stock of, you know, liquor and then beer as well. And I just remember, like, going to the parties, and I was always the youngest, and, like, just throwing up, like, violently in the bushes for, like, an hour. And then whenever I was done, like, I'd go back into the party and, like, just play it off. Like, I'd throw up on my shirt and stuff like that, you know? And I just, like, I didn't really care. And I would just grab another beer and keep drinking, you know? And that's just how my drinking career went for, like, my entire life, you know? I didn't know I was an alcoholic, I had no idea, but, you know, I did things like I stole my mother's car, you know, I broke into their room so many times, they put a lock on the door, and then, like, I found out that there's a way to get into the, like, you can knock the door open by kicking it, like, a certain way, and, like, one time I kicked it and just smashed the whole door in, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, I robbed them, and then, you know, I pawned their jewelry and stuff like that, so I can go get drunk and everything, you know, you know, I barely made it through high school. You know, my last day, I smoked, like, a lot of marijuana. And, you know, I just reeked of it, you know. And I went to my school, and it was supposed to be, like, you know, you go in the auditorium, and you watch a movie about, like, the year, and then, like, you have a bunch of food, and you go home. And the resource officer pulled me out, you know, searched me and a couple times, and I got in a lot of trouble for that. You know, they searched my car, and when they opened the door, there was smoke pouring out in their face. You know, and I remember, like, the AP or whatever, she's like, don't get a contact buzz. And I'm just sitting there, like, my eyes are just bloodshot, you know, I'm laughing, I'm having a good time. I'm like, Daddy will get me out of this one again, you know. And, you know, they found a couple little stuff, but, you know, it was nothing really to, like, I guess, arrest me for. And, you know, for my punishment, like, I had to walk with, like, a different class. Like, the people that missed the graduation, I had to walk with them during, like, the summertime. And, you know, to me, it wasn't a big deal because, like, I still got my diploma and stuff, but, you know, I killed my parents, you know what I'm saying? Like, I destroyed my relationship with my parents, man. You know, once I started drinking and stuff, I had to lie to them about everything, you know? I couldn't tell them, like, yeah, I'm going to go get super hammered, and then I'm going to rob this guy, and then I'm going to go get high. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just like, yeah, I'm going to the movies. And, you know, that's just kind of what I did, you know? Man, dude, it's a long story, really, but long story short, you know, I guess, like, I've totaled, like, every car I've ever owned, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've just destroyed every car I've ever owned with, like, burn marks and stuff like that. Like, I've hydroplaned in the ditches and, you know, woke up, you know, with my car in the front yard, and my dad's, like, kicking me, and he's like, you know, what happened last night? And I have no idea, you know? I'm like, nothing. I had a good night, you know? I made it home, didn't I? And, you know, I go outside, and there's, like, apparently I hit, like, a ditch this one time, and, like, I opened the door, and mud had just poured all in my car and stuff like that. And, you know, so, I mean, I was just putting them through hell, heck, or whatever you want to call it. And, I don't know, like, I got put into treatment on December 19th of 05. And it was like either I hit the streets again or I go into treatment. And I lived in like tents in the woods. I've couch surfed. I lived in closets at this point. And like I was just tired of living the way I was living. Like I get my paycheck and then like that same day it was gone. You know what I'm saying? Then I owed the drug dealer another 500 or 1,000 bucks. You know what I'm saying? And like it just sucked, man. It was just like I was tired. You know, I needed to regroup. You know, I needed to regain my strength and my parents' trust again so I can continue to do what I was doing because I didn't know how to stop, you know what I'm saying? I just didn't know. And I got into treatment, and I was that punk kid that sat there and tried to flirt with all the girls and not listen to anything, you know? And they were about to kick me out because they said I was wasting my insurance's money. And then, you know, one day my roommate, you know, I said, you know, he's making dinner, and he wanted me to, he was like, do you want to eat tonight? And I'm like, yeah, I'm starving. you know? And he's like, well, you have to pray. He's like, I would do like five different things at once. Like, I'd be cooking, I'd be like cleaning my room, I'd be vacuuming the other room, and like just a mess, man. Just completely insane, running around doing like a bunch of things at once. And he's like, you need to calm down and just pray. And so we went into my room, and he's like, let's hit our knees. And I was like, I've seen this in movies before. Like, I don't think this is very cool. And he's like, let's sit in front of the window so the sunlight of the spirit come in. I'm like, this is getting super retarded, you know? And I mean, I just wasn't about it, man. I just didn't want it, you know? I just didn't get it, you know? And I prayed. And then from that point out, man, like, I realized, like, either I'm gonna go back the same way I'm living, or I'm gonna try a sobriety thing and see what happens, because it can't hurt at this point. I've got nothing to lose. And I got out of there, and I was going to a bunch of meetings. I was, you know, I worked my steps. I finally found a sponsor, which is here tonight, Lloyd, right here. And you know, my life started to get better. You know what I'm saying? Like, I probably sponsored over like 100 people, man, and not one of them stayed sober that I know of. You know what I'm saying? And I went to a lot of events, and you know, made some pretty decent friends, I guess. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I got to travel the country. And, you know, I'd wake up in the morning and I wouldn't want to kill myself. And the first thing I thought wasn't like, how am I going to get my next drunk? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, but eventually, you know, my attitude started changing. Like, I stopped praying. You know, I started going to meetings for the wrong reasons. You know, I would show up late, leave early. I didn't care about the new guy. I was just trying to get laid. You know what I'm saying? I was going to strip clubs and casinos. And my job became very important. You know, the amount of money in my back pocket was, you know, more important than how many new guys I was sponsoring or what I was doing to save my life. And, you know, I drank again. You know, I went to a party one night with an AA event. And it was either I'm going to take my car and just drive right off this bridge, and this is sober, you know what I'm saying, and like, or I'm going to buy a case of beer and go get hammered. So I bought the case of beer, you know, and then I saved it for the night because I was going to be, I just wanted it to get better. I didn't want to work for it, but I just expected maybe tomorrow morning I won't feel like drinking again. But since I didn't have God in my life, I had nothing to remove that obsession from me. And, you know, I smoked some weed, whatever, the next day. And then, you know, I had the worst anxiety attack of my life, and I needed a beer to calm me down, you know, and that's exactly what happened. And from there, you know, people say they, you know, started up where they left off. In this case, for me, it wasn't true. You know, I started way more advanced because I knew how the game rolled, you know what I'm saying? I knew what to do. I knew who to meet. I knew where to go. And I had a lot of money saved up, and, you know, that wasn't good, you know, for an alcoholic like me. And I began drinking every day. You know, I couldn't show up to my job. You know, I had a career that I was with for 7 years. You know, I started in the warehouse. Once I got sober, I made my way up to sales. You know, I lost that job. And everything was going to be okay as long as I kept the job, because I could pay my bills. You know, I could still live in my little hole right here of an apartment as long as I could pay my bills. But that was the first thing to go. And then, you know, I had my Infiniti that I wrecked into a brick wall one night, you know, when I was drunk as in a drunken stupor. And I just remember like smashing this wall. I heard like a really loud noise and, you know, cops showing up, and I'm just like pouring blood out everywhere. And, you know, I didn't get a DUI. They let me go home, you know. And I got in, you know, some legal troubles, you know, and I ended up getting a warrant, you know, for my arrest and stuff like that. And you know, I spent all my money. You know, I lost every one of my friends. You know, I almost got shot with my own gun, you know what I'm saying, because I like to pull it out on people, especially when they piss me off. You know, there was the one time when I had, you know, somebody over my house, and my girlfriend at the time, you know, I went to go cop an 8-ball, and I had been drinking all night or whatever, and, you know, I came back, and they were, you know, they were fighting, so, you know, I pulled it out, and, you know, I was going to shoot this guy, and, you know what I'm saying, like, she freaked out and told me to put it away, and next thing I know, I'm coming out of a blackout, and this guy's pointing my gun at me. You know, so it's like, that's the kind of stuff I do when I'm drinking. And that's my idea of a good time. You know, like, for me, it was a rush, you know. And, you know, I come out of a blackout again, and the sergeant of Tampa Police is, like, yelling at me about something. And I don't even know what's really going on. But I see these helicopters in the sky and stuff like that. They're looking for this guy, you know. And it's funny, actually, I ran into the dude at the mall about, this past week, man. And for, like, 2 years, I imagined, you know, what I would do to this cat if I saw him. And, you know, it ended up being like he walked one way and I walked the other way. Because, you know, because of Alcoholics Anonymous, I know that, you know, fighting will just wind me up in jail. You know what I'm saying? And it sucks there. And, I don't know. So, you know, I continued. You know, I just kept going with what I was doing. I got another car. And, you know, at this point, you know, the police were knocking on my door every day. because I started going to the pain management clinic because I got a messed up back, you know, for a source of income. And I was doing that little number for a while. And, you know, so I was getting hot. My house was like, people were coming by there all the time. Long story short, man, I went to New Hampshire. I got in my car, bought a bottle of vodka and a 2-liter of Coke, and I just took off, man. And it was like a 4-day hike to get there. And I lost everything I owned. I put everything I could in my car and just got the hell out of Tampa because I was too hot to stay here. I didn't want to go to jail and or deal with anybody I knew. So I was up there, I hit my bottom, you know, I was living in a crack house, you know what I'm saying? I started experimenting with that, I was doing meth, I was drinking MD-2020 every day, you know, and I was working, you know, 12-hour days at this pizza shop, you know, cash on the table, which I thought was great. And every day I'd get home and I wouldn't have a dollar, man. I couldn't pay my rent. And I just remember calling my sponsor, man, and just being like, dude, I'm gonna die out here, I'm gonna die out here. You know, I just slept in the snow again, man, this sucks. And I'm a Florida boy, man. I had like one pair of long pants and stuff. I'm like, dude, I do not do well in snow, man. Like, it's hard to even walk in it, especially when you're hammered drunk, you know what I'm saying? So I came back down here. My man, this guy, he says, get on the bus. And I'm like, damn, that sucks, dude. Like, it was a 30-hour bus ride to get back down here, dude. And I'm in New York, man. I'm getting patted down because they said that I looked suspicious. And I was like, I didn't see why, you know what I'm saying? But... like I had drugs in my pocket and stuff, and they hit the wand on me, and luckily nothing beeped, you know what I'm saying? So like I was ready to go to jail in New York, and I heard it's really bad up there. And long story short, man, I detoxed on this bus, you know, and I made it back down here, and you know, I just got on the bus like my sponsor said, and that's when the my life has changed, you know what I'm saying? My this guy let me stay on his couch for a little bit over a week, which is super awesome, I started working my steps immediately. Like I did my fourth and fifth step like at 2 weeks sober. I finished them all by like 3 weeks for sure. And because I was hurting, man, and I was up to like 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, back crazy, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, well, why not just do my steps, try to get a little bit better. And you know, one thing after another, man, I hired a lawyer to take care of my legal stuff, you know, and then God has done all this for me, you know. And you know, I rediscovered a higher power, you know what I'm saying? And I've got a lot of decent friends and stuff like that. And you know, I got me a little job now, and I actually got some opportunities to look back into my career, you know. So I mean, little by little, my whole life is coming back together. Like I got my license back, you know, and I can go through my, I can sit on my front porch and smoke a cigarette today and not worry about the police showing up and arresting me, you know what I'm saying? Like that's pretty awesome for me. And you know, I don't have to look behind, I mean, I still do, but I don't have to look behind my back every 2 seconds to make sure they're not coming for me, man, you know what I'm saying? Because I just living in fear for 2 years, you know, just waiting to go to jail, you know? And I don't know, like I go to meetings almost every day, you know, I try to do 10 steps, I try to, you know, stay current with my sponsor. You know, I'm blessed enough for him to allow me to live with them, man. I mean, that is such a cool thing to live with your sponsor, dude, you know? And, you know, it's, I'm done. Thank you.